time is now 9:02, and you are listening to WSCA LP Portsmouth 106.1 FM Portsmouth Community Radio. And programming on Portsmouth Community Radio is made possible by you, our members, and by the Music Hall, an American treasure for the arts. It's a Seacoast Performing Arts Center that entertains 100,000 patrons annually on Chestnut Street in Portsmouth. Schedule and other information at themusichall.org. And a quick look at the weather. It is now 34 degrees out there in Portsmouth and overcast. And today, it's going to be high around 36, and 80% chance of rain and snow. Total daytime snow accumulation of less than a half inch possible. And tonight, 30% chance snow, low around 17. And tomorrow, it's looking to be mostly sunny, high around 25. And also tomorrow night, we have partly cloudy, low around 11 degrees. And into the early week, it's looking to be mostly cloudy, which is not bad. So it looks like if we get through the snow today, we'll be in good shape. And now I am joined live in the studio with members from Back Alley's upcoming production of The Vagina Monologues. So they are here back with a vengeance from last year, and it's so great to have them here once again on my radio show. So welcome, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey. Thank you.
Great. So I would like to start out by everyone saying their name and kind of like their association with The Vagina Monologues this year.
Okay, hi, my name is Liz Locke, and I am doing a brand new piece that Eve wrote this year that no one's ever heard before. So a little, her commentary, a little rant, and it's exciting and new, so that's what I'm doing this year.
Cool.
Good morning, my name is Olivia Corpy, and I am actually, I work for Sexual Assault Support Services as a community outreach coordinator, which is one of the beneficiaries this year at SAS, Sexual Assault Support Services. And I am doing the Spotlight Monologue, which actually highlights the issues that have affected the women in New Orleans, Haiti, and Congo. So I'm really excited about that. And it's a little spoken word piece. I'm going to, you know, be Ani DeFranco for a minute and see if I can make it happen. So
awesome.
It's definitely an out-of-body experience for me. So I'm getting there about it. So yeah, it's been great.
And I am Carly Souza. I am one of the V-Day Sextet, which is a group of six women who basically leads the audience through the entire show. So, you know, we're there to serve as guides in between monologues. And it's just been a really exciting adventure. I'm also on the production team with these two lovely ladies who you'll hear from next. and another really exciting piece, which we might get into a bit later, is that one of our additional monologues, or not monologues, but part of the sextet, we're doing a piece that was written and performed by an all-transgender cast in 2004.
Oh, cool.
So I'm rocking the trans love.
Oh, that's exciting.
All right. Good morning. My name is Danica Carlson. I am co-founder of Back Alley Productions and one of the producers for this show this year. I'm also in charge of all of our lobby event, which is going on for the hour before the show, and it focuses with all of our local artists and musicians and more for trying to raise money in our raffle and everything else that we've got deliciously going on.
My name is Joy Smith. I am the V-Day Portsmouth 2012 organizer. I am co-producing with Danica. And co-founding Back Alley Productions, and I'm also directing the show. And I'm really, really excited to be here today.
I know, it's so great to have you guys back. It feels like yesterday when I had you all on my show. And
thank you for having us again.
Yeah,
you know, I just love the idea of trying to spread more awareness about V-Day and Vagina Monologues, and it's just a show that everyone needs to see, regardless of, you know, male or female, or, you know, so again, I'm so excited to have you guys here today. And I feel like I kind of know you already, but I'm kind of interested in hearing, you know, your experiences this year versus last year acting in the show, because I believe everyone here was on my show last year. Mm-hmm. And maybe like talking a little bit more about your process about learning your monologue and how you've kind of like you know, connected with the words from your monologue. So,
well, for me, last year when we did Any One of Us, Words from Prison, that was all written by women that were in prison and what caused them to be in prison. That was extremely emotional and extremely difficult, but so rewarding. And the experience changed me and made me really want to continue down this path with Joy and Danica and V-Day. And this year when Joy approached me and asked me to be a part of V-Day again, and I had a monologue and I liked it, but I get emails from V-Day and Eve Ensler, and I found this one and I read it, and for some reason it just spoke to me, and I just had the fire for it, and I sent it to Joy and said, hey, if it's possible, can we do this? And they only allow a certain piece to be released for the show, and that one was not one of them. So I was like, I'm a little bummed, but I'm like, okay. So I just stuck with the one that Joy gave me. And then a few weeks later, Joy said, hey, you've released it. Do you want to do it? And I went, yeah. So it's a great piece. It's like she wrote it as a commentary. It's tough. It's hardcore. It's very challenging, but it's incredibly emotional. But it's challenged me. I think this piece has challenged me more than anything I've ever done in acting wise, and I'm grateful for that. So.
Yeah, I think it's neat how Eve has those optional monologues, especially as like an audience member. I know a lot of people will see it every year. It's like a part of their, you know, yearly, you know, event cycle, if you will. Sorry for the word cycle. I know I'm with women right now.
Yes. You're surrounded by vaginas.
I know. Yes. Great. Now we're all gonna leave in the same.
But yeah, so it's great for those repeat, you know, audience members, because sometimes there'll be like a new optional monologue, mm-hmm. so it's kind of like something fresh for people to like get into. But yeah, I'm really excited to hear the new one. That sounds
amazing.
Well,
she always does a spotlight, and this is not the spotlight this year. It's just a separate commentary that she did. Nice. Olivia's doing the spotlight this year, which Eve writes a spotlight every year, but this was just something new. It was a commentary that she just...
It's very relevant to what's happening right now. In our culture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's great.
So
I actually wasn't in the show Any One of Us last year, but I was in the Memory, a Monologue, a Rant, and a Prayer, which was the year before. And I would say my process actually has been fairly different. Joy and I were talking about this other day during my rehearsal. The monologue from my first year was something that I actually felt really attached to, because it was a monologue that... that highlighted different facts and different stories that kind of had a surprise ending to them. And so she was sort of just reporting these things. And I really relate to that, because as a community outreach coordinator for SAS, I'm honestly always doing that. I'm always in front of people bringing this issue to their attention, helping them relate it and understand that it happens in this community. So I actually really related to that piece. So I felt like me, and this was a whole different experience for me. I asked Joy for a challenge, and so she was like, okay, you're going to do this monologue. I've never seen you angry, so get angry. So I was like, okay, I can do this. So no, and it's actually been such a great experience. I love the feeling of you know, coming unraveled and doing something that feels, you know, not organic to me. Yeah. And I've really enjoyed it because of that. And I also think that it's a really important issue. I think the first time that I did it and it made sense, I cried after, you know, and it's one of those things that, and that's really nice, because it's suddenly I was like, okay, I get it now. I'm attached to the piece. So, so it's been a really great experience. I've loved it.
Well, it seems like you really like have connected to it when you didn't think you would. So that's kind of really
neat. I really didn't. I was like, okay, I'm going to be acting. And then suddenly you realize that, what, you know, at least for me, who's not an actor every day, that it's, you suddenly realize that acting is sort of just connecting with one piece and then relinquishing everything else about yourself. And so for me, once I connected to that piece, I was like, okay, I'm here. I'm in it. And it doesn't feel like acting, because it feels like that one piece that, you know, that's in me that is angry about all the things that are happening and wants to talk about the positiveness that comes from the action of anger.
Right. You know, one of the, you know, phrases that we have at SAS is turn your outrage into action. And this is probably the first time that I've really connected with that. So,
and yeah, that's amazing to, like, you know, just connect with those emotions and, like, feel okay with those emotions.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, Vagina Monologue specifically, you know, more so than other plays of this nature or plays in general, what this is really like, the emotional journey that that specific actor goes on with that monologue, mm-hmm. like how they're, you know, evolving and, you know, connecting with the story and sharing that with the audience and making it, you know, personal to them and everyone else. So it's very, you know, powerful, you
yeah.
know.
This year in particular, I would say I think this is probably the most extraordinary year for that, where our entire cast, every single one of these amazing ladies is completely and totally connecting with these pieces and infusing pieces mm-hmm. of themselves in it. So it's mm-hmm. it's really incredible, you know, both the, like, ridiculous hilarious and these really poignant pieces as well. So it's been an amazing journey, I think, for all of us this year.
Well, and what's nice, too, I mean, in, being a producer in the show this year, instead of being on stage, the last couple of years have been very heavy pieces. They're very substantial mm-hmm. and weighted pieces. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Joy and I sat down and we were like, you know what, let's go back to the original. Let's find that comedy and the uplifting part and the survival and the empowerment that comes from these experiences. And so watching these amazing women bring out all of those different traits, it's not something you're going to walk away from and simply feel weighted down by. It's very empowering for men, for women, you know, adults, children, everyone of all ages. There's something that you can connect with in this and hopefully walk away from and say, yeah. So it's been really nice to see that process, actually.
Yeah, I would agree.
And Carly, how about you?
Okay, so last year I wasn't any one of us with Liz, and she spoke beautifully about that. My part in that show was that I actually performed monologues written by the women at the Stafford County Prison or jail. I'm not sure what the correct term is. Probably jail.
It's a jail.
So that was really incredible and emotional for me, because it was like we went in there and performed for them, and I was performing, like, their pieces, and I just, like Liz said, she cried, I cried, like, every single time I was on stage.
Yeah, that was an emotional one. Very emotional one.
Because it's like, these are real women's stories. And so that actually, this year, I am still performing real women's stories. That is what Eve is all about. That is what she promotes. And especially the trans pieces. Like, these people, these women are women. They are real women. And I actually, I've done this piece before when I directed at the University of New Hampshire. I was part of Students Advocating Gender Equality. And so gender is really something that is infused in my life. And like Joy was saying, like, the women in this show connect on a deep personal level, you know, and I do. Like, these are the things that are important to me. So I'm excited to have this opportunity.
Yeah, that's great. And I think it's, you know, the importance of having that, like, Greek chorus of women throughout the play, I think is so important, because it's so easy to get swept up in all the emotions of each monologue, but to have that kind of, like, grounding influence of, like, you know, the three women on stage just, you know, having the kind of, like, cool little interludes, it just mm-hmm. gives you, like, a chance to breathe, and you're like, yes, mm-hmm. this is the Vagina Monologues, and you wipe your tears, or, you know, calm your face from smiling and laughing too much. So
yeah, we're looking at it. They're my mistresses of ceremony this year.
Ah, yes,
they're really nice. They're taking the audience through this beautiful journey, you know, and you know, it's like touching base with them throughout the show, and being like, oh, there are those beautiful ladies again.
And I think that's great how you're incorporating in, you know, the transgendered, you know, themes too, because, you know, that's just a testament to Eve Ensler and how she's really tried to, like, reach out to, like, men with, like, you know, the men's monologue so many years back, and, you know, with, like, the transgendered piece, just, you know, reaching out to the, you know, the female transgender community and really making a statement saying, yes, you are included in the Vagina Monologues. This is, you know, embracing womanhood, every shape, size, what have you. So that's really powerful to like have that in your show this year. So I'm really proud of you guys.
I'm proud of Eve. I'm proud of us. I'm proud of the trans women who pioneered that piece. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know.
And hearing Carly read it was, I heard her read it one time and I went, yep, that's right.
there you go. Everyone seems really well suited to their pieces, definitely. Yeah. I mean, we really did just get together such an amazing group of people this year. And between all of our actors and volunteers, we've got over 30 people on this production.
Wow.
Yeah. And everyone is just stepping up to the plate
huge.
And really pulling their weight this year. It's fantastic.
Yeah, we're loaded with support this year. Which
the enthusiasm is great.
Unbelievable.
And it can be scary because I know even when Joy and I have rehearsed, I haven't rehearsed yet with her where I haven't broken down and completely fallen apart. And she's always looking at me and saying, hey, you are in a room surrounded by people who love you and that support you, and it's okay. You couldn't be in a safer place. Mm-hmm. So it's scary, but it's so beautiful to have that community of women and men that are there not to judge you or to criticize you, but to put their arms around you and support you. Mm-hmm. And you may be saying things that are personal or what have you, and that may be hard, but you feel okay doing it because you know that you can be in a better, safer environment. And that's what I love about Eve Ensler and the Vagina Monologues and all of this.
I mean, the show is just conducive to that, and people who come to see it as our audiences, you couldn't ask for a better audience.
No, the audience wants to put themselves just as much into it as any of the actors or producers or any volunteers want to. Mm-hmm. It's really a huge group emotional event.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Gotcha. So, Danica, how has it been this year producing? And do you have a monologue or are you just doing behind-the-scenes stuff?
I do not have a monologue this year, it's heartbreaking for me, actually.
Okay.
I'm involved in another production at the moment, so I needed to step back and just produce, which I'm actually enjoying thoroughly. It's been a little different, but I'm still just as much involved as I would have been before. And getting to work with all of our local artists as well for the... I don't know. I'm supposing I'm going to call it a gallery. we're taking over the entire lobby of Seacoast Rep and hanging paintings and photography and woodwork. And I have all these vendors coming in. And we have a really nice array of jewelry, stuffed animals, really fun, different things that are all based on the theme of love and women's empowerment.
That's exciting.
So we've got 12 artists coming in from the local area who are going to be selling all this artwork for the weekend. And we have three local bakeries who've donated baked goods as well. And all of this money, the artists are donating proceeds or part of their proceeds to SAS in a Safe Place and V-Day. All of the snacks that we sell, that money goes right back into it. And we're also doing a raffle. And we've got over 40 local businesses.
Actually, it's about over 50 now.
Oh, we're over 50.
Yay!
We're over 50. That have donated gift certificates, goods from stores in all the local areas, lots of restaurants, massages, things like that, that we're raffling off tickets for. And every penny that we raise goes to this, you know, awesome
that
cause
that is amazing.
That,
so that I'm is actually, a lot of... different places.
Exactly. And so, you know, I'm actually really excited about
it.
And,
of course.
And just as excited this year as I would have been if I was on stage.
And that is a lot of work producing and acting in the show is crazy sometimes. But the fact that you've been able to do all this, you know, community outreach stuff and just the fundraising, I mean, that's just... Yeah. You know, so it's so great to hear that Portsmouth has really stepped up and, you know, donated and did all this, you know, stuff for V-Day. I mean, that's wonderful. It's so good to hear that. It really is.
And as Joy and I, you know, have said from the beginning, this is a community event. Right. And it is really important to remember that the things that we're talking about on stage don't just happen other places. It's not in another country or somewhere across our own country. It's right here in our backyard. Mm-hmm. So everybody in the area is really embracing that and saying, yeah, we want to raise awareness for this and have the violence stop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, this community is pretty incredible and I think unique in being really, really supportive of causes like this.
Agreed.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So Joy, moving right along to you at the very end of the desk here, maybe you can tell us about your experience this year directing versus last year.
Well, I think this has been probably, first and foremost, the most stress-free year.
Yeah. For I thought me. You were going to say stressful, Joy.
I know,
so I'm
I
really
know.
Happy it was free.
No, no this year has
been awesome.
This year has been pretty stress-free. This has probably been the most enjoyable V-Day experience for me so far.
How many have you done, Joy?
This is my sixth V-Day, my third under Back Alley Productions.
So, really cool.
I'm a vagina warrior.
I was going to say vagina vet earlier because I think this is my fifth show.
Yeah. Is it?
It's my fifth show.
Oh, wow.
It's my
We've fourth. Got some years stacked over.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Between all of us, we're
a vagina vet. There you go.
This has been, I think, really the first year for me where I've really taken the emotional journey with everybody. It's been really beautiful directing it this year. It's been really amazing working with all of these incredible women who have really turned these pieces into nothing like I've ever seen before this year. They're so human. They're so realistic. These are real people. That these actresses have created telling these stories. And just watching and being a part of that journey with them has been just one of the best experiences ever for me. And, you know, also on the production end of things, Danica and I just rocking out.
Yeah.
All of, like, I mean, you know, it's kind of daunting when you get a really large venue like this.
Yeah.
Sometimes like, I wake up and I have a little panic attack about it. Not going to lie. We have gotten nothing but amazing support from Seacoast Repertory Theater.
Yeah.
We could not be happier with everything that they've been doing. You know, they've been promoting this show. And just working as hard as we are in getting the word out and selling tickets and getting butts in the seats, you know.
They're not
getting any money for this.
They've been wonderful in donating the space to us. Mm-hmm. You know, they're donating crew members and everyone's really just stepping up and saying, hey, what can I do to help you out? Do you need help with, you know, publicity stuff? Do you need help with running our, you know, lights?
Or... Do you need us to print programs?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, it's pretty amazing the support that we...
And on
so
such
good
a scale,
to
too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And it's, you know, I mean, we received the same report, same support when we were at the Players Ring as well.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you know, it's just really nice to know that we have these amazing nonprofit theaters that are helping us with our cause to help more nonprofits. You know, it's just been a dream this year. That's the best way I can put it.
It sounds so exciting.
It's like all of my dreams have come true this year.
But it's like an expanded dream. Like it's not just like a dream that you have. It's like the dream that you want to have, but it's actually happening.
Yeah.
Now it's reality.
Actually, last night.
You kind of pinch yourself going, really?
Yeah. last night, Carly and I were actually talking about this, and I'm like, I'm actually a little freaked out that it's like,
it's so good.
It's so awesome.
But you know what? Everything's coming together. I mean, look at all like the support from everyone. I mean, it wouldn't be possible without the support of the community and everyone stepping up to help. I mean, that's what the Vagina Monologues is all about. And
that's
speaking of Vagina Monologues, you can go see the Vagina Monologues at the Seacoast Repertory Theater, February 17th through the 19th. And if you are interested in tickets, check out seacoastrep.org. And or also, you can call their box office at 603-433-4472. And those of you just tuning in, I am joined live in the studio with members from Back Alley Productions' showing of the Vagina Monologues, and it's so great to have you guys back here. And you know, I'm so excited to see you again because, I mean, of course, I had you on my show Stage Door. That's what you're listening to right now here at WSCA Portsmouth Community Radio. But after watching the show, after interviewing you and seeing you again, it's an amazing experience for me because, last year, the Words from Prison, that really moved me, and it was so intense, and it was like, it was like brutal, and it was just, you know, it brought up a lot of like emotions with me, and just being that audience member and seeing everyone else in the audience like get emotional, it's like, it's an experience, and it was so powerful. I'd never seen anything like that ever before. So I really commend you for doing that really challenging work, talking about stories from women's prison. I mean, that is unheard of, you know? So I kind of was wondering how it's been, you know, last year was, you know, Words from Prison. And now this year, it seems like, you know, you're going back, you know, old school classic vagina monologues in the, you know, bigger space at Seacoast Rep. Has it been, you know, just performing in a bigger space and just everything like that? How has it been for you guys kind of adapting to like the scale and like show shift change?
Well, we haven't yet.
We actually haven't physically been in the space yet, but we've been rehearsing like we are. I keep making everybody like adjust to project out and up.
She will stand at the back of the room wherever we're rehearsing, and she's like, Liz, I'm going to hide about a mile back here in a closet. I want to hear you.
It's a very different space to perform in. I worked for Seacoast Rep for 5 years, and it's having your audience above you creates a very different way that you have to hold your body and project your voice because you're looking up instead of being able to look down or, you know, anything like that. And, you know, you're not mic'd for this. There are no microphones on their bodies. So it is a different type of performing. But the ladies are definitely doing a great job with it.
Well, so. I'm fortunate because I get to actually be... Can I say that?
In the audience.
I get to be in the audience. Ooh. So I just looked at Joy. I'm like, am I allowed to say that?
Spoilers for vagina monologues.
Spoiler alert. So I get to be in the audience, which presents its own challenges. Because I'll have people all up in my face, and I'll be saying some very personal things. But so for me, I love that. I love to be able to be right in with them, engaging them, and when I'm talking about things, I want that eye contact. You know, I want to be able to see people going, oh, like seeing it in their face, like going, I didn't know that fact. What? Are you kidding me? Is that really happening right now? That's it. I got to do something about this. And that's what we want. That's what we all want.
That's what we're going for.
And I love the Seacoast Rep. I mean, that's the first venue I ever like went to for a theater show in Portsmouth. Back in the day, I saw Rocky Horror there. And I love the space there. It's like, I believe it's called Theater in the Round. You theater historians out there who may know that term. But I like it. It's almost like has like that womb, vagina-like like structure. Like the center and all like the stairs going up. And it's like that warm, like engulfing, like enclosed space. And it's very intimate. Even though it's bigger, it's still intimate like the Players' Ring. Yeah. Players' Ring, of course, is very intimate you're basically, you know.
You can't hide anything.
Right there with the, you know, audience the whole time. But I love the Seacoast Rep for that because it's big, but it's still intimate. So that's great.
And that was actually a really huge adjustment because I actually direct and produce a lot of shows at the Players Ring. So I've been very spoiled with being able to have these really delicate nuance, you know, really, you know, intimate pieces. And I'm like, oh, shoot. That's right. We're in a big stage, you know. So it's an adjustment for me as a director as well, because I'm like, oh, wait, no, we actually need to kind of make that a little bit bigger.
And it's a hard space because you have people... You have your back to people for, you know, a good portion of it if you're in a certain spot. You have to keep moving. You have to make sure that you're directing and adjusting for the wings, you know. It's a large space, and you're a single person in a spotlight on that stage. And it can be intimidating.
It absolutely can.
So those of you who are just tuning in, I am joined live in the studio with cast members from Back Alley's production of The Vagina Monologues, which you can go and see at the Seacoast Repertory Theater, February 17th through 19th. And you are listening to WSCA LP Portsmouth, 106.1 FM, Portsmouth Community Radio. And having a good time here with The Vagina Monologues, ladies. And I think maybe more so this is a question for Danica and Joy, but just reading up about the show last night, and I read about the I'm a Bob contest. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
This is actually more of a question for
Yeah, I'm not going to take this one, actually.
Cool.
I'm going to hand that off to Carly.
This is
moving
a question
right along,
for Carly. She has coordinated all of this.
Awesome.
Thank you, Carly.
Go for it.
All right. So the I'm a Bob contest originated at the University of New Hampshire when I produced and directed a show there, I think, 3 years ago now. And so Bob is a man in the show. Someone will speak to this at the show who loves vaginas. And he really sees them, and it's like he's reading someone's palm when he's looking at their vagina. It's like it's a fascinating thing.
It's
he really
gets
it.
Yeah.
And he basically helps transform the woman's opinion of her own just by loving hers. So Bob, because I'm an advocate for gender equality, I was like, well, let's do this contest. And I'm glad that I brought it to this venue. So this contest is actually for writers, artists, songwriters, creative types who want to share their gifts and help empower, use their gifts to help empower women. So I basically asked people to submit their work and
explain why they're a Bob.
Explain what makes them a Bob. And I didn't want to be exclusive and say only men can do this because you know what? There are heterosexuals, there are homosexuals, like there are how many other people?
Transgender.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. So, and everyone loves, most people love women. So that is the Bob contest. And actually the deadline was last night. The production team is going to review the submissions. I'm really excited because when you throw something out there to a community,
right,
you have
you're
no
like,
idea what you're going to get back.
It's Portsmouth,
so somebody might come dressed as a vagina.
Right. One would hope.
It's a particular style.
I would have been that person, but I'm in the
but
show.
Darn.
You know,
anyway,
a Bob haircut doesn't count. No,
no,
that's good.
So that's the contest, and we're really excited. We have prizes for winners. We're picking three winners, probably by Monday, and then we're going to let the folks who won know. And I'm just really excited that we got such positive
feedback. Yeah, I bet. How about how many submissions did you get? Do you know?
Well, not really an exact number, but I do know that I had about, it was between 5 and 7 people, and some people submitted more than one piece.
That's awesome. It's a good amount of pieces to look through and
right.
pick, which
that's
right.
pretty awesome.
You know, speak to us the most.
And not everyone in this room knows exactly what's in that and what we received, but it's going to be a hard decision.
Right.
So
I imagine.
Good Saturday night.
And, you know, those of you who have never seen the Vagina Monologues, especially you men out there, you men, there is a character called Bob in a monologue called Hair. And a lot of men and
because he liked to look at
Because he liked to look at it, I'd like totally. Need to brush up on my vagmo facts here because he liked to look at it. He is like one of those characters that really men can connect with because a lot of people say, you know, skeptics out there, they're like, oh, Vagina Monologues is anti-men, blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to go and see that because it's anti-men, anti-this, blah, blah, blah. But like that, because he liked to look at it specifically is so great because it's saying this is a man who is a man, and he, you know, has helped this woman on her, like, vaginal journey, if you will, to, like, achieving joy. And I think that is so powerful for men to, like, actually, you know, sit and listen to a monologue like that. And I love how that monologue exists just specifically to say, no, you skeptics, you are wrong about that. So.
And it's good for women, too, because most women are taught that their vaginas are ugly, or you know,
very
you hear
private.
Things say men can and women can be cruel about the vagina, you know, terms that they say and things that they say your vagina smells like or looks like. And so, for women to hear that piece too, it's nice to hear you know, this man that loves every single thing about
and
it.
We want to be very clear that this is not a male bashing production.
Right. Not exactly.
Absolutely.
No.
We love men. Mm-hmm. We love men. Very we much. Embrace all gender. And we want men to come and see this show because it's awesome.
It is. Yeah. And, you know, really, the show is about raising awareness for men, for women, everyone of all sexes, ages. It doesn't matter. It's for everyone, and it's not against anyone. It's for everyone, and there is something for everyone in it.
Yeah, and I would actually, I would tend to agree that it's awareness raising. That's the main, you know, mission of the show. And one of the things that I really like about the original Vagina Monologues, because you were saying, you know, we're going old school, we're going back to that. And I have to say that, you know, it's an oldie but a goodie. It's one of those things that just it, sometimes when you do it the first time, you get it right. And it's just, it's a show that part of the reason why I got into the work that I do at SAS and is because I performed in those shows and ended up working a bit with Eve Ensler and her mission to help the women of Juarez, Mexico, who were unfortunately getting raped and murdered on their way to work. And nobody was paying attention to that issue because they thought of them as like factory workers and didn't see them as victims that needed attention or safety. So I worked with her on that very specific project. And one of the things that came to light for me was watching the men in my community at the time, which was my college campus. The men that came to the show were often the ones that were the most entertained. They felt armed with knowledge, which is so much more empowering for them than anything else. So when I was, that was what launched me into this work, and it's where my passion comes from for what I do. And I actually encourage men to, like, you know, whatever, have a beer, swallow your pride, and just come, because it has nothing to do with that, and you will laugh your butt off, and you will also connect to it, which I actually think is difficult to have in a conversation that you're with somebody that you're emotionally attached to or somebody that you might think has a hidden agenda. This is just like watching a movie. And, you know, we don't always agree with everything we see in a movie, but it's information, it's entertainment, and that's what this show is. And so I really encourage, like, get a group of your guy friends together and come, because it's just such a fun show. And this, what's so beautiful about this is it walks that line between being funny, which is really important to connecting to something and opening your heart, and the truth of these facts and what, how they affect the women in our community. So I think everybody can say they have a woman in their life that they love and that they want to keep safe. And so this is just a way to make that happen.
This is a perfect segue into my next question, Olivia. Maybe you could tell us a little bit more about the, like, beneficiary aspect of Vagina Monologues. I know that's your other hat you're having in the play this year.
Well, we're so happy to be beneficiary again this year with a Safe Place. Sexual Assault Support Services is an agency that works with men, women, and children in the aftermath of sexual assault. We provide a 24-hour hotline, which is actually 1-888-747-7070, and you're more than welcome to find out more information about the agency at www.sass, which is SASSNH.org. And basically, SAS's mission is to assist, like I said, people in the aftermath of sexual assault with that 24-hour hotline, and also with 24-hour accompaniments to police stations, hospital, and courts with victims and survivors. And the other really important aspect of our mission is the prevention education that we do. We have a program called Safe Kids, Strong Teens, and it's a really beautiful thing. We go into schools and we talk to kids about personal body safety. We teach them about the difference between good touch, hurtful touch, and confusing touches. And we talk all about how, you know, how they can go on the internet and be safe at, you know, the middle school levels. We talk about power games, which helps them identify the difference between, you know, assertive, aggressive, and passive power, and how those things are used. And then we do healthy teen relationships all the way up in high school. And it's just a wonderful program that that works to help prevent childhood sexual abuse, sexual assault, and also we work with the healthy teen relationships piece as well. And that actually, we see about 10,000 kids each year with that program. And that's in Rocking and Stratford County. And we are actually working towards seeing all 40,000 children in this community. And to, in order to do that, we
we rely desperately on things like the vagina monologues to help us raise money to do that, because prevention efforts at this point in our economic climate are not the most highly funded.
And unfortunately, those are the first things that are cut with, you know,
and they're
cuts.
So desperately needed.
Yes, and I think we've seen that with all of the, you know, the stories recently in the news, how important it is to arm kids with the knowledge of, you know, tell an adult if you're ever hurt or scared or have a scary secret, and we talk to them about that. I mean, we're talking to kindergartners about this, you know, so we're really working with, you know, five-year-old kids that learn these. We use puppets, and they love it, and they just, they learn these things right away, and it becomes, like, instinct to them. Like, you know, if you have a boo-boo, go get mommy, get a Band-Aid. It's, like, the same kind of thing about, you know, if you're ever touched in the private areas and someone tells you to keep it a secret, we always say to tell a grown-up if you're hurt or scared, and then they identify the grown-up they're going to tell. And so it's just really important, and we're so thankful to be a part of this this year and have them help us raise money for those imperative prevention programs.
Particularly when these wonderful nonprofits are losing funding
in the
you know, economic climate right now.
I'm so glad that it exists, the organization, and just your... You know, your willingness to connect with V-Day and everything, it's just, it's a perfect match, really.
I mean, it really is. Love it. Yeah. We are so happy to be a part of it. We love it.
That is
great. We love SASS.
We love SASS. We love Vagina Monologues. And we love the upcoming production of Vagina Monologues. So if you have never seen the Vagina Monologues, why not? Go and see it. Just go and see it. If you've seen it a million times, go and see it again. There's new monologues this year. There's a fantastic cast. Everyone's super passionate and on board for this. Everyone loves this show, regardless of who they are. Or they better love this show, or I will talk to you privately about it. No, just kidding. Anyways, yeah, so you can go see it at the Seacoast Repertory Theater from February 17th through the 19th. And I'm actually going to take a short break, and when I come back, I'll be having a live quiz show with my guests here live in the studio. So hang tight, be right back. It is now time for the Vagina Monologues quiz show. Yay! And I asked them all to put their thinking hats on. Uh-huh. And basically what's going to be happening now is I have three rounds. The first round is the Vagina Monologues round. And that is basically questions relating, pertaining specifically to the Vagina Monologues. And round two is all about Eve, Ensler, the founder of V-Day and the author of Vagina Monologues. And round three, it might be the hardest round, it is vagina facts. So some of those are hard, but some are easy. So I'm going to mix it up a little bit today. It's not going to be that bad. So, and I also have some sound effects. We'll see how the sound effects go. I have specific correct answer sound effects and specific incorrect sound effects for the wrong answer.
Get that
so,
incorrect one ready for me.
All right. Here we go. All right, hold on. I'm just going to double check which one's the correct one and which one's the incorrect one. All right, there we go. Okay. So, question one. Please spell the word monologue.
Oh. M-O-N-O-L-O-G-U-E.
You got that correct.
Hi, me.
Impressive.
That was.
Very good. Very good. All right, Olivia. And second question. What year was the Vagina Monologues written in?
Oh, my God. That's my first answer. Second answer would be...
Just the year. It's okay.
1997.
Incorrect. 1996. You are out of the game.
Oh, gross!
I wouldn't have gotten that one either.
All right, next question. Here we go.
Come on, Carly.
What is the name of the optional Native American monologue featured in the Vagina Monologues?
Oh!
Whoa. Defer to Joy.
Yeah,
can I phone a friend?
You cannot phone a friend. You cannot.
Apparently the director knows the answer.
Could you use it in a sentence, please?
Ah, yes.
Can you give me a hint?
I will give you a hint. It is something that is slanted and something that is a kind of woman's hairstyle.
A slanted woman's hairstyle? What is this, a hipster?
All right. It is the crooked blade. That is what the answer is. So you're out for this round.
Oh, no.
Okay, next question, what we have here.
Okay.
In the monologue Into the Flood, who is the character's most favorite male celebrity?
Again, Joy knows that one.
Joy knows everything.
I know. Let's just, you know, put that
this
out
this is
there
the
now.
Joy quiz show.
Favorite celebrity.
Hey, yes. Who does she talk about, the like older woman?
I honestly
I know that one.
Oh, well, I'm glad all of you do.
Well, it's a shame I got crooked braid.
All right. The answer is, everyone?
Burt Reynolds.
All right. Burt Reynolds. Okay. I'm going to give you my hardest question I have here for the Hava.
Yeah, give the hard one to
Joy. And I probably won't.
All right.
Casey will.
Okay, here we go. Name one of the two movie actresses who led a march with Eve Ensler in Juarez, Mexico to provide sufficient resources to newly appointed officials helping investigate the murders of hundreds of women in the rough border city. One of the two famous movie actresses?
Jane Fonda.
Correct, Jane Fonda. You're still in the game.
You're the director for a reason.
Do I get another spelling one, please?
All right. So I'm just going to move. I'm going to move right along. You know, I'm changing the rules. I'm playing it fast and loose. If you got it incorrect that round, that's okay because your points have been tallied here on my sheet, as you can see.
Oh,
Joy is plus 100, and everyone else is negative 100.
Hey, I got mine right.
Monologue's right.
I spelled monologue right.
That's right. Okay.
Where's my plus 100?
Oh, crap.
Thank you, April.
Plus 100. Okay.
I can
so
spell.
So, do you want another?
100.
You want another spelling question?
Hey, I'm being really nice.
Hey. You're being really nice. Yeah.
Because she's sitting right next to me. I can't help it.
I think it should be the luck of the draw for all of us.
So, there is an author mentioned in the Vagina Monologues, this book called "Women: An Intimate Geography." Her name is Natalie Ange. Could you please spell her last name, Ange?
Oh.
Anything?
Could you give me the point of origin?
I will just spell it out phonetically. Angire.
Okay. Like ingenue. A N J I R E.
That is incorrect. The correct spelling is A N G I E R. So sorry about that. Got another one. Oops.
I knew.
Moving on
twice?
Into yes, yes.
That
is a really hard thing to spell. That's why I put it in there.
Yep.
But props for spelling monologue correct because wow, you know, I always get that one wrong. Okay, so.
All right, I still have plus 100.
That's now we are moving right along into the next section, round two, all about Eve. So.
Just let me spell her name.
I know, right.
I have this one.
So, Olivia, name three of Eve Ensler's plays. Actually, I'll be easy. Name two of Eve Ensler's plays or books, not including the Vagina Monologues.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, so a memory, a monologue, a rant, and a prayer.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And
yeah,
any one of us.
You are correct.
Yay!
Excellent. Okay. Sorry, I'm just having that on continuous right there. Moving right along, I'm giving you this question because I know you know the answer to this, Carly. I'm playing mind games with you now. What transgendered actress, singer, activist, author helmed the all-transgender production of the Vagina Monologues?
What's funny is that...
Oh, God. Oh, no!
Your perception is not quite my reality. I do not know the answer.
Oh, my goodness!
I watched the documentary.
Her name is Calpurnia Adams. That is her name. So
it's in parentheses
on
my script.
You watched the documentary?
Funny enough.
Calpurnia.
All right, moving right along into the next question.
Let's go, Danica.
Yeah.
Here we go. I'll get one that I think you might know.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm ready.
What life event inspired Eve Ensler to write I Was There in the Room, the birth monologue?
Oh. I'm not sure, but I want to say that it was... her daughter being born, or her granddaughter?
Actually, you're correct. That was the incorrect sound clip. But you're actually correct. That was the birth of her granddaughter. Correct,
yeah,
correct.
Yeah, yeah.
So here is a very difficult question for you, Joy.
Because you know them all.
Not really.
Don't say
I didn't know
the
transgender.
I'm saving the really hard ones for you because I know you know it all. But I actually, I didn't know this, and I was like really surprised when I did some research here. Mm-hmm. Eve Ensler is the adoptive mother of this TV and movie actor. A, Eric Stoltz. B, Dylan McDermott. Or C, Rupert Everett.
I
think I know that one.
I'm going to have to actually guess on this one, and I'm going to go with C.
That is unfortunately correct. The answer is Dylan McDermott.
Really? Yeah.
I know.
I knew that one.
I actually did. I was not.
I knew that one.
Nice.
That's a really
like
cool, fun
nice.
Fact.
That is a fun
I
fact.
I really didn't know that either.
Mm-hmm. All right, here we go. Now it is time for round three, Vagina Facts.
That'd be nice.
Alrighty, so
spell something weird before.
Here we go. What is the name of the quote unquote vagina exercise, Liz?
Kegels.
You are.
No hesitation.
That's actually the incorrect sound effect, but you are correct.
Yeah!
It is Kegels.
Kegels.
And moving right along, Olivia. The human vagina is an elastic muscular canal that extends from the blank to the blank.
Okay. It is a human muscular canal that extends from the blank to the blank.
Yep. So the blank, what the vagina body part is, and the other blank, what the vagina body part is.
From the cervix to the uterus. Please be right.
I think it's cervix to vulva, but I'm gonna. You got that right, as far as I'm concerned.
You are.
Isn't
the
vulva?
I'm not really sure. I know there's so many different words from so many different things for vaginas, so I'm just gonna say.
I know.
I'm just gonna say it's correct.
See, she does know everything, Joy.
Well, no, I'm just gonna stop.
So we're learning all kinds of things today. See, I had these specific questions set up because I think the listener audience should know these answers. So stuff like vagina facts, Eve Ensler's the adoptive mother of this actor. See, we need to know these things. Okay. Moving right along into the next question here. True or false, the vagina has a natural cleansing process.
True.
You are correct. That is true.
Yeah, I didn't want that question.
All right.
Myself.
I don't want that.
Here
vagina
we go. Here we go into the next question here. Vagina is derived from Latin, in which its literal meaning is.
You're giving me Latin?
I am.
I could have done it in French.
What is the French pronunciation of vagina?
I have no idea.
Oh, man.
I'm
trying to throw
it's
your lifeline.
It's vagine.
It is. No.
I'm sorry. What was the original question?
Latin. See, this is actually a cool answer. It literally means sheath or scabbard.
Scabbard. Vagina scabbard from now on.
That's like what you put a sword into.
Yeah.
So that's very literal.
Make that sheen sound.
So. All right, moving right along into my next question here for Joy.
I hope not.
Okay, here we go. Representative of a goddess, this figurative carving is generally depicted as a naked woman displaying an exaggerated vulva. So, like a kind of goddess carving that is found, like in European, like stone carvings and stuff. What is this kind of goddessy figure? What's your
I have seen the goddessy figure. I'm not sure that I can recall the name of the goddessy figure. I'm surprised I don't own one.
I'll get you one for your birthday.
Director's gift.
I do not. I am completely not.
That is quite okay. And that is actually incorrect because you didn't get the answer. But the answer is Sheila Nagy.
Oh, never mind.
So that is the answer to that. A couple more questions, guys. It's just about 10 a.m. You're listening to WSCA LP Portsmouth 106.1 FM Portsmouth Community Radio. And I'm having a Vagina Monologues quiz with cast members from Back Alley's upcoming production of Vagina Monologues, which you can see from February 17th through the 19th. So here we go. Maybe a couple of more questions here so I can decide who gets first, second, third, fourth place prizes today. And okay, so Liz, what is typically the first monologue and the last monologue of the Vagina Monologue structurally play thing?
You guys helped her with the other one.
Not including the narrator and blah, blah.
Hair. And I was there in the room.
Correct.
Thank you.
You are correct, ma'am. Yeah. Correct. Okay.
I love Joyce Smith.
So next question we have here. Olivia, name three Hollywood actresses who starred in celebrity performances of the Vagina Monologues.
Okay.
I got a humongous list right here.
Yeah, there's pretty.
To cross-reference.
Yeah, Drew Barrymore.
Yes.
Okay. Oh my God, the list
just
is really long.
Just start naming people.
Okay. Calista Flockhart and Susan Sarandon? No, did she? Yes.
I am gonna say correct. Yes. Wow. Excellent. All right.
Did I tell you yet that trivia is aversive for me?
Really? Okay. Now that I know that. Preparing you for the Vagina Monologues. Okay, so in the monologue Angry Vagina, name at least three things that upset that character.
Mean cold duck lips.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Wad of pejorative
Thank you.
Word cotton.
Thank you.
And
she's so good.
Oh, those awful Johnnies, like
paper.
Yes.
Yes.
Correct. I know. I've been so. For some reason, I've been giving you really hard questions, but I threw you a lifeline right there because I knew you would know that. Yeah. Like before, I knew you would know it, but you didn't know it. But that's fine. That's totally fine. Okay,
I'm
so here we go.
I'm
just mixing up now. Now it's onto. I've been doing round four, the vagina mixer questions.
Vagina mixer.
The famous drink that you can get locally in the Portsmouth area at the bar. It's like a martini. It's like a red martini. That's what it is.
Martini with grenadine.
So this is a question I pulled directly out of Wikipedia, which I got most of these questions created from. What is the technical term for womb?
The uterus?
Yeah! Correct!
You gave me that simple. Thank you!
That would be nice. Usually in quiz shows, they say the hard stuff for last, but I put all the hard stuff at the beginning.
Yeah!
So, okay.
Yay, Danica!
Now, this question specifically, I've been saving this for the very last question because I think it's the hardest question. And Joy is doing so great.
Not really.
You're great. You're good. You're good. Don't worry. I'm going to ask this question because I love it. What does vaginas and sharks have in common?
Interesting. Shark skin. Interesting. Vaginas and sharks have in common.
Richard Dreyfuss?
Well, I know when sharks lose their teeth, they regenerate them. I know that vaginas continue to regenerate themselves. They can mold and shape.
Let's
and
give it to her. Awesome.
That is the answer is not exactly the answer that I have, but she's also correct about that. The answer I have is, I was kind of impressed with this, what they have in common is something called squalene, a substance that exists in both shark livers and natural vaginal lubricant. So that is very, very interesting.
Really?
I know. We're learning so much today from the Vagina Monologues cast and also my wide array of questions here. And it is now 10:05, and you are listening to WSCA LP Portsmouth, 106.1 FM, Portsmouth Community Radio. And as you can probably realize, Scratchy 45s and Beyond will not be going on today. So I am going a little bit later on into my interview because we're having so much fun.
Ooh,
and
we are.
I'm like, hey, why not? It's a quiz show. We're live on the radio. Let's just talk about all these crazy questions. Okay, so that does it for the famous Vagina Monologues quiz show. Yay!
Who won?
All right.
That was very exciting. Thank you for putting that together.
I'm going to try to give a prize to everyone. So.
That was fun.
It was fun.
Are we still on?
I can't believe
we're still on.
Hey, guys. So if you're just tuning in.
The fourth prize can be shared.
I can't believe I really didn't.
So who would like to share a prize with someone?
I got most of the questions wrong,
okay.
So I'll be fourth
so
place.
So you may
happily.
Share this prize.
Okay.
Oh, I see
Okay.
Oh, I'm so happy about my prize.
So
for
I'm
everyone
going to be
listening.
Very diplomatic. Who do you think got first place? Do you
Joy.
Think did the best?
Joy.
Technically, I didn't.
Joy.
Technically, she
this
did. She
is
should.
Number one.
She gave some interesting info.
Wait, or do we have to wait to open them?
Yeah, I think
and then we'll tell everyone what's in the packages?
Yeah. And now, the other two, those of you who don't want to share, I have two other identical prizes.
Oh, good. Identical.
So now, here we go. We're all going to open up the prizes and be shocked of what's inside here.
Our fourth place prize here for sharing is the most beautiful chocolate cupcake. And I can't wait to eat it.
And you can get some chocolate cupcakes at the Vagina Monologues on February 17th through 19th.
That's awesome.
Really?
Okay,
fun.
So the identical prize is.
That is awesome.
Two vagina kind of postcards created by someone on Etsy. I forgot their name.
Kira Scarlett.
Yes, Kira Scarlett. And it's actually like a kind of like one of those like needlepoint kind of like round things that she created and took like a. Like a photo of a man to a postcard.
It's
so that's kind of neat.
Needle.
It's Punch Needle. That's the name of it, yes.
It's called Orange
it's really
Lovely.
Cool.
Yes.
And it is orange and lovely.
The grand prize is a bracelet with a little vagina on it.
It's a carved vagina.
And
also
and
from Etsy.
Animal.
From Etsy.
The best part is there's a little bead for the clit.
Right. They said it was a disco-inspired design for
disco
that.
Disco-inspired.
Which, by the way, this is
April?
Carly speaking.
That's awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I am the clit of the show. That is my nickname.
That is her nickname.
No.
I'm really excited about that.
Excellent.
Wow.
Excellent.
It's okay to say clit.
Where is that?
So I got the bracelet on Etsy as well.
Oh, I love Etsy.
I forgot her name. It's a website called Etsy. There's different artists and stuff, and they sell their stuff. And
Joy, you can't ever
tell
actually,
it's quite amazing.
Our artists for the lobby are on Etsy.
Yes, yes. So check out Etsy. So I'm glad you guys all love the prizes. You all did so great today answering the trivia questions. Some of them are really hard. I realize that now, but I kind of put the hard ones in there just because I'm like, well, I don't want everyone to get everything right. You know? So anyways, Yeah, this has been really great, guys.
This could be
good
a
times. And
good idea, April.
So if you've enjoyed listening to these ladies, and because we're all having a fun time here, all these ladies are from the upcoming production of the Vagina Monologues. You can see at the Seacoast Repertory Theater, February 17th through the 19th. And if you want to get tickets, you can go to seacoastrep.org, and you can actually see these actresses actually in the show, as opposed to just listening to their voices and see their amazing acting abilities. So we're all hanging out, enjoying our prizes here. And so, you know, I kind of want to finish up. If there's anything you guys want to add that maybe we haven't like covered yet, you know, you want to, you know, talk about anything you like you're going to be working on next, or, you know, anything you want to add, you want to say hi, mom, or anything like that. Sometimes people like to do that.
Olivia,
so anything from anyone, feel free to add.
I'm just going to add that, again, if you or somebody you know is in need of SAS services, you are more than welcome to call our confidential free 24-hour hotline, which is 1-888-747-7070. And our sister agency, A Safe Place, which assists victims of domestic violence, you can also call their 24-hour hotline, which is 1-800-854-3552. So
great. Yeah. Thank you.
And also, we would just like to kind of let our audience know to please come to the show when the doors open an hour before the performance, so that you can be a part of our lobby event where we'll have live music, the art gallery.
Lots of food to eat, which is going to be delicious.
Livia, what kind of cakes are there going to be?
Oh, coochie cakes, right?
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Coochie cakes.
Coochie cakes, which is a take on the cupcake that looks like a coochie.
Yep.
Mission accomplished, Olivia.
And there are different musicians every night. There's a big raffle going on with over 50 different local businesses that have donated stuff. So bring cash. Come and enjoy the event.
Please bring extra cash.
And bring extra friends, because word of mouth is really the best way to spread awareness to show what's important to you and what you're passionate about.
Yep. And come with an open mind.
Yeah.
Come with an open mind, and men. Men, come on out. This isn't a male bashing show in any way, shape, or form. Yeah. So
it's for everybody.
It's for everyone.
Great. Well, thanks so much, guys. Anything else we want to add before we finish up today?
Thank you for having us.
Yes, oh, yeah. Thank you.
This has been wonderful. This
really
was fun.
To be back.
It's been great.
It's been like over an hour. I feel like I've been here for like 5 minutes. So you know you're having fun when that happens. So I'm just going to read off a little bit of this press release before I finished up today. So the Vagina Monologue is running Friday through Sunday at 7 p.m., February 17th through the 19th at the Seacoast Repertory Theater here in Portsmouth. And you can get tickets at 603-433-4472 or visit their website at seacoastrep.org. And please go and see this show, as everyone is saying. If you haven't seen it, go see it. If you have seen it, go see it. There'll be new stuff to go see in the show and fantastic performances by a very passionately driven cast. And a portion of the sales are going to Sexual Assault Support Services, A Safe Place, and V-Day, of course. And also, if you're ever interested in V-Day and other events that are going on, check out, I think, vday.org. You can see, like, all the other, you know, local V-Day stuff that's going on. It's usually, like, February, March, right? It's like
February through April.
Oh, wow. So February through April, it is plenty of time to go see this performance, of course, obviously, but any other, like, kind of local performances, too. They go on all over the place. Mm-hmm. So wonderful to have you here today, and you've been listening to my show Stage Door. My name is April, and I always bring you show tunes every Saturday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. In this case, 10-12 a.m. because Scratchy 45s and Beyond, unfortunately, will not be going on today. Super Sport is out today. But yes, and I like to do interviews with local theater companies and theatery people, and I have a good time doing it too. So a very hardworking community here in Portsmouth, all kinds of groups all over the place. And again, Vagina Monologues is going on at the Seacoast Rep February 17th through the 19th. Please go and see the show and support a wonderful cause, actually three causes, SASS, A Safe Place, and V-Day. So awesome. Anything else, guys?
No.
Thanks for having
thank
us.
You. Yes, thank you. And thank you for being flexible during my quiz show. I didn't really know how it was going to turn out. But I liked how we were diplomatic about choosing who would win because it was like...
We'll fight about it later.
Yeah, I want that bracelet!
Danica says she'll share that cupcake, but I don't see it happening.
It's kind of small.
You can have the top half. You can have the bottom half. Oh, you have the top half.
Thank you so much for everything.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. All right,
so
next year,
and
see me at the show, and please go and see the show, and of course, listen to my show next week from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. bringing you more theatery related Portsmouth stuff and show tunes, of course. And I am going to leave you now with one last song, and this is one of my favorite signing off songs. This is "And I'm Telling You I'm Not Going" from Jennifer Holliday. Enjoy.
There's no way.